Republicans cast 150,000 more votes than Democrats in North Carolina primaries, GOP enthusiasm way up. By Catherine Hamilton on May 18, 2022. Republican voters turned out in droves to participate in the North Carolina primaries and surpassed Democrat participation, even though there are more registered Democrat voters in the state. Analysis of voter data by the Republican National Committee, RNC, after Tuesday's elections revealed Republican voters cast roughly 150,000 more votes than Democrats, 758,637 to 612,645. GOP turnout was 86% higher than 2018 and nearing 2020 levels, RNC Deputy National Press Secretary William O'Grady told Breitbart News. GOP enthusiasm is way up, RNC Communications Director Nathan Brand tweeted Wednesday, referring to the results in both the Pennsylvania and North Carolina primary elections. Election analysis from the New York Times rendered similar findings, with 759,554 GOP voters participating in the North Carolina U.S. Senate primary and 613,170 Democrats participating in the state's Democrat U.S. Senate primary. Both Representative Ted Budd, RNC, and former Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court Sherry Beasley, D, made clean sweeps in the primaries and will face off in the November general election. O'Grady noted that in counties Biden won in 2020, GOP primary votes were 169,210 or 182% higher than in 2018. Former President Donald Trump won the state in 2020 against now President Joe Biden, though only by a narrow margin of 1.3%. North Carolina Democrat voters were clearly not as revved for this year's primaries as they were in 2020, when they cast a total of 1,251,389 votes securing the Democrat nomination for Cal Cunningham in the U.S. Senate primary. GOP voters cast 776,291 ballots, slightly more than in 2022, and nominated now Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, who ended up beating Cunningham in the general election. While North Carolina still has more registered Democrat voters than Republican voters, registered unaffiliated voters have been growing exponentially over the past few years. In 2016, there were 2,736,124 Democrat voters, 2,099,551 GOP voters, and 2,076,361 unaffiliated voters, according to data from the North Carolina State Board of Elections. By 2022, registered Democrats fell to 2,493,492. GOP voters grew slightly to 2,198,612. And unaffiliated voters leapt more than 450,000 to 2,532,944, surpassing Democrats. The increase in unaffiliated voters is significant and indicative of a larger national trend. Independent voters more and more are leaning and voting Republican as the Democrat Party loses itself catering the whims of the far left. A Gallup poll in January 2022 found that by the end of 2021, the percentage of Democrat-leaning independent voters decreased by 5 points, and Republican leaners increased by 4 points. In national polling, unaffiliated/independent voters have tended to side with Republican voters when asked about the economy, immigration, and education, among other issues. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Twitter.